Congressman Reuben Gallego, for example, just sent a letter to General Mark Milley. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, telling him to defy the elected president if ordered to suppress the riots. This is insanity, and it can't lead anywhere good. For 230 years, we have been the beneficiaries of civilian control of the military. It's one of the main reasons this country has always been stable. But when the military becomes an independent political force, it's over. Democracy dies. We've resisted that many times, just before the Second World War, for example. FDR ordered his generals to help Joseph Stalin in Lend-Lease. They didn't want to do that. They hated Stalin, and for good reason. They understood the mortal threat of communism. But they were told to do it, and they did it, because that's our system. It's democracy. That system has worked very well for a long time. In fact, it's why we revere our military, because we can. They're not part of our political system. Their only job is to protect the country, and they do. But if people like Mark Esper continue on this path, we will not like our military at all. We will be very afraid of them, and we don't want to be. Brian Dean Wright is a Democrat. He's a former CIA officer, and we're happy to have him join us tonight. Brian, thanks so much for coming on. Now, I'm not even going to ask you what you think of the president's idea to invoke the Insurrection Act to put troops on the streets. I want to ask instead about the chain of command. You served in government. Can bureaucrats decide unilaterally to make policy?
Well, that's what we've seen the past 3 years, isn't it? Brennan, Clapper, Comey, that all that's now coming out. That's not a new phenomenon, of course. It's a horrifying one, but it's not new. But what we have here, I think, more specifically, is a Secretary of Defense who doesn't get it. All right, right now, let's just cut to the chase, Tucker. This country is on fire. We are facing an insurrection by people that we don't quite understand who they are, but by all indications, they are violent leftist thugs. And what Secretary Esper doesn't quite seem to get either is that the nation is panicking. 71% of us want the National Guard in our cities tonight. 58% of us want the military in our cities tonight. All right, the people are panicking. The country is on fire. Now, who is attacking us? Mr. Esper should know this.
Right.
It's Antifa, Department of Justice, NYPD. Others are saying this very clearly.